Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching and this daily devotional podcast based on 1 Thessalonians. To quote from chapter 2, verse 12, they're aimed at encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Now, on to today's scripture. Today is the final podcast in this series. We've had 59 of them looking through this wonderful book, 1 Thessalonians. And rather than pick out one thing, I'm going to give you a few of my own personal highlights from this book as I have it open in front of me and ask you to share with each other and perhaps with me, if you could, what your highlights are from this wonderful letter to the Thessalonians. My first thought is this. Paul was with them for about 3 weeks. He's then not there for at least a year or so, and then Timothy goes and brings back a positive report. I am inspired by the depth of their conviction that even though they've only heard the gospel preached for 3 weeks by Paul as they became Christians, yet they were able to stay faithful through tremendous persecution and difficulty in their lives, tremendous disruption and persecution. They developed deep conviction even as baby Christians. And I wonder how I would do if as a three-week-old Christian, I'd then been left by those who had taught me the gospel. That faith that they had inspires me to know that I don't have to know everything and I don't have to have all the resources and don't even need to have people around me who can teach me everything. If I have Christ and I have the Spirit and we have each other as a Christian community, we can learn to love each other and to grow in our faith even if we have these limitations. Whatever your limitations are and whatever mine are, nonetheless, God is at work and can use us so that they are people who stand out, doing their work produced by faith, labor prompted by love, endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the focus of this letter. The work of God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are there, but Jesus is the one who they love and who is empowering them and who died for them so that they could become a model to other believers, not only around them, but also through the whole area. The message ringing out from them, their faith being known everywhere, turning to God from their idols. What an inspiration. And the second thing that stands out to me is Paul's relationship with the Thessalonians. How deep it was, how affectionate, how sincere. Like a child among them in his humility, like a nursing mother caring with them, for them and skin on skin, so to speak, and like a loving father, encouraging, comforting, and urging them to live lives worthy of God. His affection for them and his efforts to support them, his desire to try and come and see them more again and again and again until only Satan could be the one to get in the way, inspire me in terms of my devotion to fellowship. What do I allow to get in the way of me praying with another friend in church or going to see them? It inspires me that he would make such efforts and even eventually send Timothy. And of course, to know that their feelings towards him were just as strong as his for them, that they always have pleasant memories of him. I love the way that this relationship clearly formed so quickly and so deeply and was sustained over a long period of time. And I find this as an inspiration to myself to make sure that I devote myself to love as an expression of faith. Faith and love and hope are another theme in the book, and it is love that is an expression of faith. And if we help each other with our faith in God, then we will grow in our love for one another. And perhaps that's for me the final defining priority from this book for me, which is to make sure that I'm in a fellowship where we talk about our faith, that we help each other to grow in our faith, to be steadfast in our faith, so that with the love of God and our confidence in God, that we can then go and love other people. And this world needs love. It starts in the church and it spreads, it overflows to the rest of the world. Please pray for me as I do my best to live up to the lessons that God has taught me. Thank you for listening today. It's my hope, to paraphrase chapter 1 verse 3, that your work will be produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more notes, lessons, and resources on these topics, go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and I'll finish with the last phrase of the letter. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take care and God bless.